Welcome to the Live a Creative Lifestyle podcast. Today I have a special guest who will actually be collaborating on this podcast with me, my dad.
Hi, how you guys doing out there? Nice to meet you. My name is Walt Gaines. I'm Hannah's dad, and I am a drama teacher and a theater performer and have done all sorts of different stuff in theater, but I also do a lot of painting and drawing and write my own scripts and different artistic activities.
Now, Dad, what does creativity mean to you?
To me, creativity is one of the most essential parts of who I am as a person. I try to be creative in everything I do, from cooking to the things I write to the way I teach to the different characters I portray on stage. And creativity means an expression of oneself, because there's no two people alike, and I think everyone is creative in their own way.
In this episode, we will be talking about bullet journaling, calligraphy, and what it means to keep a journal. Does it help to have a place where you can store your artwork and keep it organized?
You mean like a journal or like a filing system?
Either or. Well, I feel like a journal is a little bit like a place where you do that creativity, but then you have to store the journal somewhere. So they kind of come hand in hand.
Oh, right. Okay. So for me, I keep an art journal where I write down creative ideas in it, and I've been doing that for many years. But I also have particular places where I store old artwork that I've drawn and painted. And then I also feel like I need to have a creative space. And one of the big problems is if I don't have a creative space, then I sometimes become frustrated because I feel like I don't have a special place I can go to where I do my creativity. So I feel it's very, very important that people who are artistic and imaginative have their own special place to not only do their artwork or their creative things, but also to store them.
Do you think a creative person is required to be organized? And what are your thoughts on that, Dad?
Gosh, that's a real tough one. I remember when I was a teenager, my mom, that's your grandma, used to get so upset at me because she bought me a drafting table for all my artwork, and then I had papers all on top of it, and she would get so upset. She said, "I bought that especially for your artwork," but she didn't realize that I was still doing artwork, even though I had kind of a crazy, sloppy space. But I do know some artists who have a very organized creative space, and that's essential for them to be able to do their artwork in that space. I think that it depends on the particular artist, and I think it depends on your temperament, whether you are someone who can work in chaos with everything being sort of sloppy, or whether you're someone who has to have a very particular methodology to the way that you work. And when I've noticed very creative people who get a lot done, it might look like chaos to people on the outside, but when they're actually creating something, they're very focused and they have a very specific step-by-step process or methodology to what they create. And now it's time for today's creative challenge. For today's challenge, we would like you to grab a journal and make a mood tracker. Any old journal is fine. Now Hannah's going to tell you more about it.
Now you may ask what a mood tracker is. A mood tracker is a set of icons that you draw on a page to count your emotions day by day. It really helps with your mental and physical well-being. And you don't have to be an artist necessary to do this. You just have to have the creative mindset. By day to day, you fit it out with your mood. For example, you can do sad, happy, cheerful, angry, and you fit it out by color. Normally, you would do it by month. Remember to write the date. Today's quote is, just go with the flow. We understand that during these times, you may feel stressed, anxious, or worried. So that's why I think that maybe if you go with the flow with every single step you do in life, and if you just relax, get your pen, and just start writing, I think that it would really help as a therapy session maybe when you are at home, and it kind of shows you how in life you just have to kind of sometimes flow with the wind, because you can't really control what's happening at the moment, but you can control what's in your reach. So we advise you to go with the flow.
I find that when I do calligraphy or when I'm drawing or painting, I find that it's a really therapeutic way to help me relax and to help me de-stress. And particularly with calligraphy and letter writing, I find that just in the act of writing out letters and practicing drawing and sketching, that's a way to actually, in a way, actually meditate and to let all of my stresses kind of like flow through the pen. And so I highly recommend that as a way to go with the flow in these hard times while everyone is kind of stressed out and maybe stuck at home. Thank you for tuning in to That Creative Lifestyle, and we hope you have a creative day.
Thanks for tuning in. Peace out.